what is going on, everyone in the podcast world. Just don't forget today how amazing you are, how grateful we all are to be awake, to be alive, to be happy. And if you're not feeling that way, just put a smile on your face. Really just breathe in some air. Feel the joy, all right? Because today's episode, I'm dropping some financial advice on you guys. If you need motivation, go back and listen to some past episodes, because in here we're talking about business. We're talking about flipping stuff, selling stuff in our houses for profit. And we're also talking about the stock market. I'm not a guru. I'm not a genius. I'm just talking from personal experience in the last couple of years of my life. This is how young investors, young adults, teenagers can get their money to work for them. You know, it's time for us to not just work for our money like the school system teaches us. Our money's gonna start working for us. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Please listen all the way through. I got free stuff at the end that you can take advantage of and some very special messages. So guys, please enjoy today's episode. So normally I'm doing episodes on like motivation, you know, passion, how to stay happy, how to stay productive, all kinds of, you know, jazz, like all kinds of stuff like that. But throughout mowing today, I just kept thinking about all the people that, you know, we pay money to, you know, what they do with their money. And, you know, then I started thinking, I'm not the only person that employs people. There's millions of people who employ people. And that's just, there's so many people out there that work and make money via like a paycheck. And I started thinking, all right, I know what I do with my money. I know what I did with like my entire like sum of money that I got last year. Why don't I give some advice on personal, you know, experience with what I've done with my money? So that's why this episode is titled How Teenagers Can Make Their Money Work for Them. And I'm going to talk about three different things. And the first two require a lot of work. And the last one requires a lot of patience. Honestly, they all require a lot of patience, but you'll see what I mean when I get there. So this is Red's Corner, bringing you some financial advice for you to get your money to start working for you. You don't need to, you know, just work for your money. You need to work for the money so the money can start working for you. Trust me, it's pretty nice. So I'm going to start with the, you know, the two that are a little bit harder. The first one is starting a business. So, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what to do. And honestly, I've tried to create so many little businesses over time that have just failed. Like, other than the ones that have succeeded that I just don't talk about. I tried to make real estate videos. I tried to do marketing on Instagram for people. There's so many things I've tried to do that didn't get any traction at all. I tried to sell art. Like, I can't draw for crap, and I used to try and sell art. I tried to sell an Instagram account back in like seventh grade that I built up a 10K following on about superheroes, and I just gave it away for free. Like, there's plenty of things that I've done that didn't work out in the end. So with financials and getting your money to work for you in this type of sense, you have to put money into your business. You have to put money into it so that money can work its way out. You know, I personally paid for like the first upgraded lawnmower to AJ Lawn Care way back when for $499. And I've made lots of money since then, and we do not use that mower anymore. It's actually like totaled in my garage right now. But the point is putting money into your business. I bought this mic for my podcast. I've made no money on the podcast. I bought, you know, the adapter for the mic, all kinds of stuff. With Taco Canoe, I bought the inventory. The inventory pays itself back when you start selling. Start a business. What are you most interested in? It's really, really easy for teenagers to start a business because we're not at so much of a risk, especially the people I know, because a lot of our, you know, folks have our backs. So take advantage of the time you have. Take advantage of the no risk situation that you're in. Most of us are just chilling at home, or we're chilling at home and going to work, or we have a sport, we're going to work and at home, or we have a sport, we're in lots of classes, we're at home, and then we have a job. It's all different circumstances, but I think we should start a business. There's people at my school that are rappers and have like just create music. There's actually a lot, and they're all really good and really talented, and they're very smart about it. There's people that have boutiques. There's people that clean cars. There's people that clean windows. You know, we mow lawns. There's other people, lots of people at the school that mow lawns as well. Wow. Voice crack. You'd really take in financial advice from someone who voice cracks on a podcast. But start your business. Just start it. It's not going to succeed at first. Trust me, it's not. It's not going to succeed at all. You might, if it's a product, you might gain some traction at first. But if it's a service, no one's going to use your service at first because you don't have any word of mouth built up. You don't have a reputation built up. Pretty much the same thing with the product, but at least they can see the product. So service, give it away for free if you want to get your name out there. With a product, give it away for free and have people show it off. Just anything like that. Start your business. Put a little money into it. Set 20% of your paycheck aside every week for 2 months and then put that money into a business and feel comfortable that if all that money goes away, you're okay with it because maybe you just would have put it towards gas station snacks and restaurants anyways. That was number one of three. You know, Red's Corner, financial advice for teenagers. Please listen. Please try this out. The next one is buying and selling items, flipping items. I know because of COVID, it's hard to go out to like stores, like thrift stores and buy stuff and flip, or like garage sales, yard sales. A lot of that stuff is kind of down. But if there is a Goodwill open near you or anything like that, definitely go check out some items. Check out items that you would normally buy that you know a lot about. If you're a big fan of clothes, there's this app called Poshmark, and you can go find cool clothes like old Champion clothes and make it look a little bit nicer and flip it for like 10 times the price on Poshmark. That's what my sister wants to do. She's a freshman in high, or going to be a freshman in high school. There's so many options. Just what you have to do is pick a place to go buy something from. Make sure you know a lot about it. Research it before you buy it and see what it's been selling for. Buy it. Make sure you make a profit off of it. Make sure you know how to ship it, how much the shipping is going to cost, when you're going to ship it, stuff like that. Also, part two to kind of flipping stuff is go into your house. I know there was some kind of article out there, and I could be completely wrong, but like the American people have $1 trillion worth of stuff sitting around in their houses all combined, which is just crazy. Last year in the wintertime, before season three of mowing in the wintertime, I sold a lot of stuff I never used, and I made $1,200 profit doing that for 5 months. Just selling things, going to the post office every day after school, like the people started recognizing me there. It was a lot of fun. If you have nothing to do after school, or maybe like you have a 2 hour period before you have to go into work, spend that time going to the post office. Just prep everything in your car, go to the post office right after school, and bam. Just know that it'll be a little busy around Christmas time though, like really busy. Like that like four and a half, five week period. But sell things in your house, go to stores and buy things, and also create a business. That could be combined, you know? You could create a business where you go buy 100 pieces of clothing a week and you try and sell it all, and then whatever you don't sell, you bulk sell just to make your money back on those pieces. But here's a real big majority that I wanted to talk about, and that is putting your money to work literally. It's called investing into the stock market. Now, I'm not a stock market guru. I don't know much about the market. I don't really know how it works, why it works, or when it works, but I do know this. Of what I made last year, you know, like personal revenue last year, 95% of it went into my investment account. The other 5% went towards like bills and like food and stuff. I'll tell you now, in the economic distress that our country is in, I'm down very little. At one point, I was down a lot. But the fact that we're still in this like stressful economic stance that I don't really know much about, I just know the broad topic of it being stressful, I am doing fairly well. And technically, when you have your money in the stock market, there's a couple of misconceptions. When you look at that chart, up or down, and your money's in companies, you don't lose or gain anything unless you sell. If you're down $1,000 in your portfolio, don't cry about it. You didn't lose that money. That company lost that money. Eventually, it's going to go back up if you're in the right company. But since we're teenagers, we can take risks. Now, if you have more bills, if you have college debt, don't take those risks. But if you don't really have much, you got a car payment, an insurance payment, and a rent payment, and you're making good money, and you're doing flipping, and you're going on your own business, invest a little bit into some risky companies. Research them first, learn about them, make sure you actually care about them. But try it out. The misconception is we think we've made 10 grand or lost 10 grand when really that company made that money, not you. You only make that money when you sell. So if you're gonna sell when you're down 1,000, then you lost $1,000. But if you're gonna sell when you're up 1,000, that's when you made 1,000, and I'm sad that you sold because you just should have been more patient. You can always be more patient. Warren Buffett, I don't know how old he is, but he's pretty old, and you don't see him selling his stocks yet. He's so, like, he's an adult. That man is an adult. He could just retire and peace out. Here's the other misconception. A lot of people know what a dividend is. When a company pays you money for investing in them. I'll just use AT&T for an example because they pay me the most dividends out of any company that I'm with. I have money invested in them. Every quarter, they pay me around 50 cents a share. And it's fun. It's a cool thing that they do. It's very respected. It's just fun because we think, okay, if I'm going to put $1,000 into AT&T, it's going to take X amount of years for me to make my money back. That's kind of the common misconception that even I used to think. And I was like, dividends are, they're all right. But this is what makes dividends exciting. You put your $1,000 in AT&T, and let's just say that's 30 shares. You get $15 a quarter on average, let's just say. So what is that yearly? That's $60 a year. Okay. Well, that $60 buys you two more shares of AT&T. Now what? You make $62 a year, two more shares. Now you make 70. And you know what's happening while more of those shares are getting invested? Not only is their stock price going up, but you have more shares of that stock price going up too. It's called like compound interest. Your money is very much going up if you reinvest those dividends and just stay patient. It's a lot of fun. I've been investing for a little over a year now. It's a patient game, definitely, but this is how teenagers can get their money to work for them. Not just adults can do that. Teenagers are meant to do it too. Young adults are meant to do it too. Kids are meant to do it too. I don't give a fuck. Stop wasting your money. Here, I'll take it this way. If you buy a lot of drugs and alcohol, invest in cannabis companies that you think do well. Invest in, companies that sell alcohol, make alcohol. I don't know. If you like it that much, split it in half. Take one day off a week that you get drunk. Spend that time researching and use that money you saved to invest. It's one day. Because then you can use that money you made and party in your 40s. That's just what I got for you guys. Red's Corner, teaching you some finances for my young adult. If you're not a young adult and you're, an adult, but you are young listening to this, you know what I mean? Try it out too. You don't have to be 25 to do this. You can be any age at all whatsoever. But don't forget, guys, make your business. Start some kind of business, a service or a product. It's pretty simple. Don't overthink it. Sell stuff. First, go through your house. If you have old Xbox 360 controllers, $10. If you have an old, wireless mouse, $12. There's $22. And you know what you can do with that $22? Take it to Goodwill, buy four pieces of clothes, $100. You know what you can do with that $100? Goodwill, garage sales, $1,000. You know what you can do with that $1,000? Put it in AT&T. AT&T pays you. You use that money and put it back into AT&T. AT&T keeps paying you forever and ever until you sell those stocks. Or, backtrack. You can put that money into your business, fluctuate it. I work at McDonald's. I work 40 hours a week. 20% is going to go to my business. 20% is going to go to flipping. 10% is going to go to investing. And the rest is going to go to bills and having fun. There you go. Don't put 100% towards bills and having fun. Split that up. Even if you have to put 10%, just 10%, 2% to the business, 2% to the flip life, 6% to investing. All right, guys, try it out. If you have any questions, you want to talk about it, hit me up. 972-838-8739. Instagram, Aiden.Reddington. Twitter, Reddington Aiden. LinkedIn, Aiden Reddington. TikTok, Aiden Reddington. Snapchat, Taco Canoe. There's so much. Reach out to me, ask questions, and let's cue that outro music. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode of Red's Corner. I know the episode was a little different, but I had fun, and I just really wanted to explain some, like, basic financial money hack, you know, tips on how young adults can get their money to work for them and not just have to work for their money. And I hope you guys appreciate it. I hope you guys like it. Don't forget the four things we live by here. I just like pre-smile before I say it, but smile, baby, smile. Smile every day, every moment. If you're doing push-ups, just smile. You look weird, but whatever, who cares? Pat yourself on the back, appreciate yourself, take a deep breath and appreciate that you can do that. Blink and view, appreciate that. Appreciate that you can hear the birds in the morning, and appreciate that you can taste some good food. You can feel your phone, you can feel the air, you know, anything like that. Basic things in life, just be appreciative of it. And guys, we kind of talked about it earlier in this episode. Passion. Make sure you, when you start a business or when you flip stuff or buy into companies, you're passionate about it. And make sure with patience that you're patient for the stock to go up. You're patient for the dividends. You're patient for the dividend reinvestments. You're patient for things to sell on eBay, for on Poshmark, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. And you're definitely hella patient for your business to start getting traction. All right? Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, free coaching program, novice program, 2 months, 8 weeks, 8 sessions, an hour long per session. You get 8 hours with me. We're going to grow your business. We're going to grow your brand. We're going to get you some great traction. It's going to be a lot of fun, a whole lot of thing. And, you know, if it's not growing your business and your grand, we're doing fitness, we're doing healthy lifestyle, we're managing finances, kind of like today's episode, and much more. You get a free t-shirt, some free stickers. I don't know, maybe a free koozie, a free mug. I'll let you guys decide. But I only have a couple spots left. Make sure you hit me up. Taco Canoe coming back in June, guys. So stay tuned for that. And as always, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Aiden Reddington at Red's Corner with some financial advice. Please listen to it. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. Peace out.